Good morning. Today is Thursday, the 15th of September. Joining us this morning, Natalie Attired is...
Well, Natalie Attired.
Natalie Attired. I was going to say Jessica.
I don't think I've ever been described that way before.
Natalie Attired?
Shall I comment
on... Is that more familiar to you?
Shall I comment on your clothing this morning?
I don't really care.
I happen to love it.
Fred Van Fleck. Yes.
I'm thinking that your shirt is actually making the radio signal stronger today.
Hey, they talk about this energy thing, right? So if PG&E ain't going to step up, I'm going to.
You got it, man. You got it.
You brought along a buddy this morning.
I did. I brought along our new trustee, Jessica Rebholz.
Hi, everybody.
And trustee means what?
Board
Someone
member?
Who trusts you?
Well, she does, as a matter of fact. She's one of five who decide who the superintendent is.
Oh.
Oh. Be nice, Brian. Be nice. Yeah.
All right. Have you been educated on the... No, so I'm trying to use jargon now.
I just appreciate you going after her, not me.
No, I'm not. Actually, I'm just letting her know she doesn't have to participate, that this is on you.
Oh, nice spin. Uh-huh.
Yeah. And we had a streak earlier this week of two in a row. Well, I thought... Correct. Madrone didn't continue with it, but you know, that's all right.
Yeah, I'll do my best to destroy any potential of a streak starting
all
tomorrow.
Right. You want food related?
Right, I'll go wherever you go.
Food related.
You're not my trustee, sorry, Jessica. Humble pie. Why do we say humble pie?
Oh, humble pie.
Not Humboldt.
Yeah, I know.
Humble pie.
Humble pie.
Humble pie.
Well, certainly I know what humble is.
daily.
Yes, and so, Jessica, can you help me out on this
one?
I have no idea. Phone a friend. So have yourself a slice of humble pie. So it has to have something to do with peasants. I'm going back to peasants.
Peasants or pheasants?
Peasants.
Okay.
And humble pie was something that was very inexpensive to make. And somebody who had a lot of money who had to eat something that was very inexpensive to make had to be very humble and eat it when they were a house guest at a peasant's house. There you go. Final answer.
Like mayonnaise sandwiches? Dad used to tell me stories growing up in Connecticut after the war that some guys didn't have much and they would have mayonnaise sandwiches. And that's locked on me, you know, 60
right,
years later.
Right.
Boom, yeah.
Right.
Humble pie. Though we do not use the expression as frequently as we did in the past, it's not uncommon to hear someone refer to eating humble pie. For centuries, dainty pies were made of umbels or intestines of sheep.
Hmm.
Just as chitterlings from intestines of swine are now regarded as delicacies in many quarters of America, humble pie was considered a mouth-watering confection in medieval England. No comments on
I was
British
close
cuisine.
To the time
Take
frame.
It easy. The Queen's dead, okay? Differences in pronunciation led people to add the initial letter that transformed the meaning of the ancient term. Seldom available from kitchens of a manor house these days, humble pie has come to be regarded as linked with humiliation rather than feasting.
Hmm.
You know, it's like if you like sausage, but you go back in the history of sausage, you wonder how it ever continued.
I give myself a 59%. That's still an F, though.
You would. So, Jessica, what kind of weak moment got you to decide that you wanted to be on the school board?
Well, it came out of desperation. I wanted to see.
Yours or theirs?
Both.
There was three people when she went for it who were interviewed by the board. So.
Yeah, there was three of us interviewed, and thankfully I was unanimously selected by the board in June of this year. And I ran because I wanted to see, I wanted more parent voices to be heard on this board. I wanted more people with children in the school district to be on this board. And I thankfully have two children who are in the school district. I have a second grader and a TK.
That means preschooler?
Transitional kindergarten.
Oh, yep, there you go.
Yeah, I know, but you say transition in education anymore and things are a little weird.
This is of the classic definition.
How about toddler to kindergarten? Would that work?
The early education, yes.
I'm going to redefine that for you. Toddler. Nobody confuses that one, right? So you've been on board for a couple meetings?
Yeah, about 3-4 meetings now. Today we have a board meeting.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and it's been going pretty well.
Biggest surprises so far?
It's been eye-opening for me to discover how much goes into being on the board and how much it takes to run the school district. As a parent, I never knew any of the what happens in the background.
Oh, the business side of
it? The business side of it. I don't think many of us forget that the school district is a business that is operating. And I've been doing my part by attending. Every few weeks, I take a sit down with different components of the district to learn how they all operate and function. And that's been very eye-opening.
What is done or how it is done?
Both. What is done and how it's done and why it's done and the importance behind why it's done the way it's done.
Grant funding,
where our money comes from. It's, believe it or not, those are things that we think, hey, the money magically appears in this account. But we don't know where it comes from.
Oh, ye of little faith.
Well, for me, and I'm talking for myself, I had no idea.
I'm beginning to understand why it was unanimous. Fred, normally when you get a newbie on board, you have introductions around and, you know, all the coming up to speeds and the homework and all that kind of stuff. This one's a little bit different because there wasn't an election process per se in the traditional manner, where most times somebody who's interested does that on their own rather than kind of being selected or jumping into the deep end of the pool. How different is it to have an appointee like Jessica rather than an election process where you might get some goofball like me?
Well, it really, to us, it doesn't matter. I don't get to select who a board member is. That's up to the board or up to the public, depending on when it happens. And in this particular situation, it was an interview process. And regardless of whether it's an appointee or a newly elected trustee, we have a full onboarding process for the new trustees.
I guess that's the phrase, onboarding.
Yes, absolutely.
I think of cruise ships then.
Yes, no, no.
I did not get the invitation when the cruise ship came in.
Now, come on, stick with me. Onboarding.
Yeah, I got you.
It's better.
Yeah. Yes. Uh-huh. It's 8:19.
Hi there, and good evening, and welcome to the Jim Bohannon Show from Westwood One Radio. We're at 1-866-50-JIMBO, 1-866-505-4626. Weekdays at 7 p.m., it's the Jim Bohannon Show. I'm Jim Bohannon. Join me here on KINS.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Times, 8:24. We're back talking shop this morning with Jessica Rebels and Fred Van Fleck from Eureka City School System. Ooh. So, Jessica, as you're talking to other parents, now that you've got a fancy card, do you wear a nameplate when you go to the PTA meetings?
I do not.
Oh. Okay, fine. What are their impressions of what you're telling them is going on? Are they shocked and awed also? Are they kind of going, that's interesting. Where's the hot dogs? how are they interacting with you?
So I have a lot of encouragement to keep bringing stuff back. A lot of the parents are really enjoying hearing my perspective. I keep inviting more parents to come to the meetings and be actively more participating in the meetings. I have noticed that we don't have active participation from like actual parents that come and sit throughout the whole meetings. So I keep inviting parents.
Now the question is, that by design?
I would, you know what it really is?
When things are going horribly, the board meetings are packed. When things are going well, people disengage and don't come down.
That would be disappointing for me.
Mm-hmm.
Because if things are going good, you could always do better.
Right.
And if they're going good, then your attention isn't focused on the flaring front burner issue. It gives you a chance to talk about some of the fine-tuning things in the background or on the side, or have you considered this in a non-emotional setting,
mm-hmm.
rather than when you're ducking flaming arrows, it's really tough to talk about some other things and to have your mind be able to focus on it.
Right, right. One other thing that's really challenging, too, is parents are very engaged. We talked about early education a minute ago. Parents are very engaged in the primary grades.
Toddler to kindergarten?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, okay.
I'm not giving up, dude. I know you're not. I know. That's about your humor level, toddler. Right?
Yeah, bingo. Yeah. And sometimes my educational level as well.
Well, I wasn't going to go there. But anyway. So parent involvement at that early education, primary grades, which is considered up through third, is high. And then you get into the intermediate grades, which is really that 4, 5, 6 grade. You know, it's still relatively high. And then you make it to those junior high school grades, and parents just start to check out as far as being a part of the school system, being active in the PTA.
Or they've got little ones following behind the older one, and mm-hmm. they are refocusing back
right.
down. Yeah.
And so it's a challenge for us, and we're always looking for ways to better engage our parents. And we do this thing called the California Healthy Kids Survey, and parents take the same type of survey as well. And routinely, parents even self-report that they feel disengaged the older the students get. And so we need to figure out, how do we re-engage those parents to be an active part of that?
Disengaged from their kids?
No.
Their kids' life? Or
the school and the school system, yes.
The school specifically.
Yes, yes. I think most parents are still very involved in their children's lives and very active in their lives, unless they don't want to be. But anyways, it's the school system and feeling connected to the school system, and it becomes more challenging as they get older.
I wonder if some of that might also have to do with the student body size. Not physical, but the population. At the elementary school level, what do you have, a couple hundred kids, 300 kids, something like that? You go to junior high, you know, it's a multiple of that figure. You go to the high school, it's even more. So one voice.
I think that's a part of it, but I also think a part of it is, how much does a kindergartner want mom or dad in the classroom? They love it. They think it's great. They hug them when they come in the classroom. They celebrate, my mom's here, my dad's here. How much does a high school freshman want their mom or dad in the classroom?
Yeah. Yeah, the reaction is slightly altered.
Yes, yes.
But if we're talking about PTA and involvement with the structure and the systems and having input that way, you know, how many kids go to a PTA or whatever it's called these days, a PTA meeting?
It's actually PTSA at Eureka High School, so Parent Teacher Student Association.
So other than kids in the government class.
The S is there.
Do they show up?
The S is there.
Well, I know
that's
it's,
it. It's there.
Yeah.
But you're right. They don't come. I mean, it's just student body. They're very, very active in student body. We have a student board representative on the school board.
Right. So they're getting credits and they're forced to be there.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that individual student, how many students show up? How many parents show up at high school PTA meetings? Probably not as many as you'd like.
Right.
So it's kind of more across the board.
But we try to force the matter at school board meetings because we have a school sponsor the flag salute at each one of our board meetings. And so that gets the students in. We have a Eureka High School student who's the student board rep because the board, I should let Jessica speak to this, but the board feels that student voice is very important.
That's absolutely correct. It matters. It matters what our kids have to say. They're the ones going through to school, and we should actually be listening to what they have to bring to the board. And every time we have about five to six kiddos, I think, that come from different schools, different activity groups, different sections of, like, for example, last time we had a board meeting, we had an elementary school come.
Correct.
And they were talking about the summer program and what the changes that they want to see in the future and what they enjoyed the most about the summer program. And that was very eye-opening for me. as a parent, as a board member, because it makes me want to ask the questions like, how can we be better?
Funding. Sorry.
Actually, we are at a historic high level of funding. I have never seen funding like we have right now ever in my career.
KINS, news and information time, it's 8:30.
Something big.
Okay, it's a nice ride.
It's going to happen.
Stand by playback.
And now.
Live. Meet Radio.
I keep forgetting I'm president.
This is the Lars Larson Show.
And these kids who come, they become Americans before a lot of Americans become Americans.
Now, here's your host, Lars Larson.
Hey there, it's Lars Larson. Join me for the Lars Larson Show, weeknights 10 to midnight. Honestly provocative talk radio on KINS.
Good morning, KINS, news and information time. It's 8:35. We're back talking school. You know, we probably ought to get a school bell or something.
It is.
You fun. Ought to show it's up fun. With a school bell.
Okay. You'd be very disappointed in the school bells today.
I know, those little electronic buzzer
things.
Ding
dong, ding ding.
Oh, really?
They look like they sound like little chimes.
Oh, like you have to dance in the hallway to it now?
Yeah, the days of that bell you go hard of hearing when you stand under it are gone.
Yeah.
Really?
Yep.
How come?
Because it's all electronic now, and it's all done through an electronic system, and it's not the old days of just
of knowing that it was a bell?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Someone's cell phone goes off, you think it's a bell?
As someone who lives somewhat close to the high school, you ought to know you never hear the bells anymore, right? Don't you appreciate that as a neighbor, that the bells don't go off every day regardless of
I enjoy hearing the waves the waves from the shore in the morning and the evening, you know, when there's no traffic. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're in that sound area. If I heard bells, that would be so cool.
Well, I could arrange that. Do you want us to point one towards your house?
Do it, baby. Bring it on.
Now, could I get your neighbors to sign off on that as well?
Hey. Dunno.
And everybody in between, actually.
Yeah. Well, you know, that kind of that brings up the drug-free zone, right? You know, you got those signs up all of them. What was the last time that bad boy was enforced? I mean, with all the legalization that's gone on now and the overt consumption?
You know, that's a Maggie question, but...
Well, no, you guys have to say something too, don't you? It's just not a designation.
Well, I'll certainly comment on it. What is supposed to happen there is they're supposed to be within that 1,000-foot radius of any school with firearms or drugs, an enhancement that goes on any charge there. And, it's an interesting concept because if you live and your house is within that 1,000-foot zone, you're allowed to have guns inside your house. You have that.
You just let somebody know.
Right. No, you don't have to let anybody know. Oh. That's just your legal right to have guns inside the house. But if you live outside of that zone and you bring a gun into the zone, that's when the enhancement could happen.
So if I cross the street, literally, if I cross the street, then there's an enhancement associated with that.
That is accurate, yep.
That probably makes a lot of sense. At least it keeps some of the folks from the predators.
Right.
Coming in and,
right.
And that's probably the basis of
exactly
it.
Exactly. Because from folks from, the original idea behind it was the drug dealer on the corner, don't set up within 1,000 feet of a school because you're going to get an enhanced penalty if you get arrested or caught in that location.
I know this is going to sound like a smarty comment, but is the same for candy?
Attracting students
that might not otherwise be attracted to someone, the kidnapping, that kind of stuff.
Funny you ask that. It's the same for vendors because you can't have a taco truck or an ice cream truck or whatever and sell basically by city ordinance within so many feet of the school. You're not allowed to set up shop there.
To sell. What about give?
Yeah, I don't know the answer to that one.
You never know where this conversation goes. fertile. So what's exciting for tonight? You know, there was a reference earlier that there was a school board meeting tonight.
There is a school board meeting.
Are you pumped?
I'm ready for it.
Rookie. Is there anything that's got your attention?
I'm trying to think of my notes right now.
Well, here's the interesting thing, and part of probably why she's pausing is because the meat of our meeting is in closed session tonight. We have so many things in closed session tonight. It's crazy. We're actually starting a meeting at 4 o'clock.
Now, you want to know why people don't show up? They can't.
Well,
closed session.
But think about it this way. We have 500 employees. 85% of our budget is spent on employees. And where can you talk about employees? Only in closed session. And so we're governed by the Brown Act about what we can talk about in closed session. So it's not like we're going in
about what you can or what you can prior to.
What we can talk about in closed session.
That's regulated by Brown Act, too?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it has to be properly agendized. If it doesn't fall in what's called the safe harbor areas of the Brown Act, it cannot be talked about in closed session. And there's this fallacy that's out there that a lot of people think that a board goes into closed session and they pre-plan their board meeting. So when they come out in the open session, you know, everyone is on message and everyone already knows their decision, what they're going to make. We don't talk about any of the agenda items usually that are on the open session. And I say usually because tonight's a good example of an exception. There's a student expulsion on the agenda. And so the expulsion is on the agenda with a student number, and the board has to vote on that in open session.
Well, it's like student 1, 2, 3, 4.
Exactly. Yes. But in closed session, the expulsion is also agendized, and that's where the board can talk with our director of student services. I'm not even allowed to be in closed session for the expulsion because I represent the district at that point, and the board is a judicial branch.
Uh-huh.
So the board actually isn't acting as the district at that point. They're acting as the judge on whether or not the student should be expelled. I'm the district. So if I was in the closed session with the board representing the district, the parent would also have the right to be in the closed session as they deliberate on whether or not the student should be expelled.
So you have your staff member as a representative.
Exactly.
Who knows what's going on, and they don't have the same functional definition as your position does.
That's correct.
So the parent doesn't have a chance to argue?
Oh, absolutely. The parent has a chance to.
But it's an open session rather than enclosed?
No, the parent can choose whether it's an open or closed session. As a default, it's generally in closed session. So the parent can show up and plead their case. But what in this particular instance tonight, it's what's called a stipulated expulsion, which would be the consistent with pleading no contest in a court, meaning the parent agreed that, yeah, the student did this. Yes, we accept the consequences of the student doing this. But if a parent wanted to contest an expulsion, generally what happens is they have a hearing in front of an administrative panel. And then that administrative panel of three makes a recommendation to the board, and the board decides whether or not they support the recommendation of that panel.
And the panel is educators?
The panel it's administrative.
It's not public?
It depends on...
People from the public?
No, it is administrators from sites that are not related to the site where the incident happened. So let's say the...
Oh, so it's like an accreditation. People who know what's going on, but they're not of that specific location.
Exactly. Okay. Exactly. So let's say it's a Eureka High School student. We could have our principals from Winship and Zane and an elementary school be the panel who will make the recommendation to the board.
Deep end of the pool, huh?
Very deep.
But I don't want to downplay that because when a kid gets expelled, that's almost like a life sentence for them because the likelihood of a kid, once they've been expelled, coming back into the public system, there's a very clear set of standards that they need to meet before they come back into the educational system.
So somebody thrown out of Eureka doesn't go to Fortuna, say.
No, they can't. So they go to Corton Community School. And then in order to get out of Corton Community School, they have to meet a very strict set of stipulations. And unfortunately, probably only about maybe one out of every two students make it back in. And so that's why it's such a serious heavy weight that we have to be so careful about the number of students that we expel. And it has to be a very serious offense for them to expel. So we try to do other means of correction well before it comes to
interventions
expulsion.
Before this point.
Yes, yeah. Yes.
KINS News and Information Time, it's 8:43.
Hi, folks. Fly Humboldt wants to remind you that flying local is buying local. And with airlines going to seven cities serving hundreds of destinations, it's easier than ever to get to where you want to go from Humboldt County's airport. That's right. You can fly on American, Avelo, and United Airlines nonstop to Denver, Hollywood, Burbank, Los Angeles, and San Francisco. Flying has never been more convenient or affordable. So book your trip now. For more information, go to flyhumboldt.org.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Times, 848. We're back talking shop this morning with Jessica Rebels and Fred Van Fleck. Commando education, that's where we are.
Commando, I think during the, something during different about commando.
During the break. Think of camouflage and
okay.
activity.
I'm glad that you clarified commando. Yes, thank you.
We're not going back into wardrobe selection again. Yeah. So, Jessica, what is the most frustrating thing so far for you as a new school board member?
Good question.
Don't say the superintendent.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's been a pleasure working with you.
That's number two.
I think right now, for me, it's just learning the aspects of being a board member. This is trying to learn as fast as I can. I did come in on the summer, which gave me kind of a leeway to sit down with all the other different groups in the components of the school district to learn their piece to the puzzle. So I think that's the frustrating part, is that I wish I knew all of this information, and I'm almost at the end of it. So that's a really good thing for me. But frustrating part, I'm not frustrated at all. I'm like really excited about this.
Not even the pace?
It's time commitment. I do have to say that. It is a time commitment, and I'm enjoying it. It hasn't been, for me, extremely hard, and I really wish more of us would step up and do this.
And not step in it. Step up.
Step up and do it.
Oh. Fred, how about it's new school year. I know that, there's a lot of the shiny parts that everybody gets excited about. But are there any lingering things from last year, a couple years ago, that just... The fatigue, either mental or physical fatigue, on having to continue to deal with fill in the blank.
Sure. 11th year superintendent. And there are issues in the district that in all of those 11 years have not been resolved, and we need to continue to figure out how to do that. One of those is student achievement. Our students are not achieving to the level that we would all like to see them achieve to.
Yeah, we heard some of those numbers coming out of COVID that no one got. Yeah.
But I will say
they
this.
Lost ground, yeah.
So in the county, I can't go into specifics because all the scores are still embargoed and we're not allowed to talk specifics. But in the county as a whole decreased their performance level in mathematics and decreased their performance level in English language arts. Eureka City Schools as a district went up in both mathematics and English language arts. And so I'm very
really,
proud of
nationally
that.
Nationally, it was like 5% loss.
Yeah,
I think it was the figure.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what it exactly is, but it's definitely a significant figure, and I'm very proud of the work that our team has been doing increasing that.
There's two possible interpretations there, and I bet you got both of them. One, great staff, da-da-da-da-da-da, kids kicked butt, thank you very much. Mm-hmm. The other was it was so low that the additional attention brought it up, not to a level that you wanted at, but it brought it up.
Mm-hmm.
Either's a win.
Yep. Yeah, and we'll take it either way. And so part two to my answer is we have been asking our team in schools to do things that nobody ever signed up for. And so I'm very, and you could take that over to the
beyond
hospital.
Beyond the educational. Yeah,
we've been just asking too much. And so one of the things that I talked to the staff this year when we did our kickoff is we're very excited to get back to asking you to do what you all signed up to do. And so this year so far, that's what we've been asking. We're getting back to much more of a normalcy. And I think people are much happier as a whole, as a district, of doing what we all signed up to do.
Doing what, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, if there's a weed, pick it up. Get rid of it, but I mean, I know the magnitude you're referencing is a little bit significant than
indeed
picking
indeed.
A weed. Yeah,
yes,
pick a weedy weed. I don't know. Well, I guess welcome on board. Have fun with the closed session tonight. Probably the first serious one.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
2.5 hours of closed session tonight.
Woohoo!
Be sure you bring the sandwiches.
Coffee.
Yeah. See everybody tomorrow.